Welcome to In Body We Trust, where we explore how trusting the wisdom of the body can lead to greater evolution, expansion, and empowerment. This is a place you can come to listen, learn, and see how cultivating safety and trust within can help you become the unstoppable human you were born to be. I'm your host, Caitlin Grant. I'm so glad that you are here, and welcome to the show. I'm back. Welcome to episode 6. This is the final episode of this mini season, but don't worry. I'm coming back again for another season. There's going to be more solo episodes, maybe some fun interviews, all the juicy talk on the body, trusting yourself, leaning into your intuition, all the things. But today, I really want to talk through what this process can look like in real life. There are so many different ways to engage with somatic therapy, with somatic healing. There's a ton of different modalities, as I've talked about in some previous episodes. And so you may be wondering, like, what exactly does this look like when you work within one of these containers? I personally work with clients one-on-one and in group experiences. So the rundown looks a little different depending on, you know, which one of those experiences somebody is in. But first, before I really dive into that, let's talk about some of the most common reasons that people choose not to take these steps forward, even when they feel this hell yes in their body. So the last 5 episodes have obviously been going through what's happening in the system, what's happening in your nervous system, what's happening in your brain with the threat system. But there's also these ideas that people have about what healing is supposed to look like, or these ideas about what somatic healing or even just any type of healing that's outside of the traditional talk therapy, psychotherapy model, because it is a little bit different. I mean, somatic therapy isn't brand new by any means, but in terms of modalities that have become more commonplace, it's newer. And I see that creating this level of intimidation, this level of trepidation. And also there's a myth or this stigma that healing work has to be hard, that it has to be this arduous, intense, like constant uphill battle. And the truth is, it doesn't have to be like that at all. I can absolutely understand some of the intimidation in stepping into a container, stepping into a modality, and even just taking steps towards your goals in a space that's new, in a space that you're like, well, I don't really know what to expect. And when it comes to somatic healing, there really isn't a perfect 1-2-3-step model. Anybody that tells you, honestly, in anything, any strategy, any approach, I don't believe that there is a perfect step-by-step for anybody because we're all fucking different people. So whether it's a business strategy or a healing framework or, you know, 5 steps to get rich, there isn't a one size fits all across the board for anybody. And this is actually what I love so much about somatic healing is that we've got all of these tools. There's a variety of different approaches. There's so many different modalities and ways in. So maybe for you, you don't really like meditating. Okay, cool. Like, we don't have to make that part of the process. Maybe your edge is in breath work. Maybe you've done breath work before and you're like, I don't really like it. It feels really hard. Well, there's different types of breath work. There's different ways that we can get below the surface. It doesn't have to look like one specific way. And that's also why this episode is titled Finding Your Own Journey. Because that is what we are doing. We're finding the ways that your body is communicating. We are tuning into the wisdom, the intelligence, the messages, the symptoms, everything that's showing up somatically. And we're going on a journey following those cues because the cues of my body are going to be very different from the cues of your body.
If you're ready to trust yourself and the wisdom of your body, this is for you. Head over to www.inbodywetrust.com and check out my signature course, Reconnected. It's the ultimate guide to help you cultivate safety and trust in your body, to expand your capacity and presence in the world, and become the unstoppable human you were born to be. That's www.inbodywetrust.com to get started. And for a special listener discount, use the code PODCAST at checkout. Okay, let's get back to the show.
So there is a basic framework. We obviously need to first establish this sense of connection to ourselves. We need to create and find what we call a resource or this sense of safety, either outside of you, you know, whether that be something really cozy that helps you feel comfortable and supported. Maybe there's a pet that you can think of or literally hold. Maybe there's a memory that makes you feel particularly warm and fuzzy inside, and you can think about that whenever times get stressful or intense. And then we also can create this sense of safety within ourselves, like placing a hand over your heart or giving yourself a squeeze, like really genuinely feeling that self-support that brings a level of comfort and stability and softness. So no matter what container you're in, and when I use the word container, I know I keep saying this word, but when I use the word container, really what I just mean is like the space that you're in with a practitioner. So if you are in one of my containers, it's funny, I just keep saying that word, and every time I literally like envision a Tupperware container. So I know it's one of the like the lingos of this field that I just say because I use it so often, and sometimes I'm like, what does that even mean? Why do I keep saying that? But anyway, a container is literally just like the space that you're in with a practitioner. So maybe it's a one-on-one space where you're working individually with a practitioner or a coach, or it could be a group space, whether that be just like one-time workshop, whether it's a class or maybe like a long-term program. That's what I mean when I'm saying the word container. So it's like the literal space that's being held for you or for the group to move through the energy, move through the emotions, like whatever the intention of the container is. So no matter what container you're in, there are some foundations. So even though I'm saying there's not this perfect 1, 2, 3 step process, there is a beginning and an arc and an end goal, but it's loose. So we have the road, we have sort of like the boundaries that we're working within, and we're starting with connecting to the body, to feeling really comfortable in that place of feeling the sensations, acknowledging what is present for us, acknowledging like just the state and the reality that we are in right now. And then from there, we get to go deeper and deeper and deeper. And the depth that somebody goes is going to vary day by day, appointment by appointment. You know, there may be one day that you show up for yourself and you're really tender, and there are some really potent experiences and emotions that are just right there at the surface. You know, when you go into an appointment and you're like, I already feel like I'm going to cry. I don't even need to say anything, and like the tears are going to flow. Well, in that space, there might not be a lot of digging or diving that needs to happen. It's potent. It's right there. It's ready to come through. Whereas on another day, maybe you're feeling more disconnected from yourself. Maybe it's a little more challenging to identify exactly what it is that you're feeling or exactly what it is that's present in your emotional body. And that's okay. That's what the tools are for. There's really no wrong way to do this, which is beautiful. And that honestly is one of the biggest fears. What if I do it wrong? What if I don't get it right? Well, you can't do it wrong because there's no right way to heal. There's no right way to connect with your body. And I don't know, maybe for a second here, I'm going to contradict myself, because I guess the wrong way to do it would be to blow out your nervous system, to not pay attention to the cues of your body, to not pay attention to when you're not feeling safe. Like, those things will be unhelpful, yes. So I guess in a way, there is a sort of wrong way to do things. But I mean, in the sense of you showing up for yourself, you're not going to like do something to get scolded for, you know? And I think that that's oftentimes what the feeling is going into some of the somatic healing spaces. And we also think about some of the more common modalities that work with the body, where we're kind of taught that there is like a right or a wrong way to do things. Thinking about yoga or dance. And even in yoga, you know, there's certain poses that are meant to look and align our bodies in certain ways, but different bodies move in different ways. So there isn't a perfect alignment for every single body. The same goes for this work. Whether we're doing breath work, whether we're doing intuitive movement, there's guideposts, there's invitations, there is a breath pattern to drop into. There is a way to tune into what is happening in your body so that you can really sense what patterns need to be disrupted. You can really sense what cycles need to be completed. But I'm not going to correct you. I'm not going to say, oh, no, sorry. You're not supposed to move your arm that way. You're supposed to move your arm this way. Like, I don't know. I'm not in your body. I'm here to notice and to reflect back to you what I am seeing in the skills that I have been taught. So let's say that we're in a breathwork session and there is this motion that starts to really subtly move through the arms. I may verbalize what I'm seeing. Hey, it looks like your arms want to stretch out in front of you. This is what I'm noticing. How does that feel? Try that out. See what it feels like for you. And maybe you're like, oh my gosh, yes, that's exactly what I need. I need to make this pushing movement because somewhere in my past, there was a boundary that I needed to set and hold that I didn't. And this is the moment that the body wants to finish that. It wants to put the arms out and say, stop, no, whatever it is. And that is what gets moved through. And that is what is perfect in that exact moment. Whatever happens in the container is perfect for the container. And another really common fear or, you know, common misconception that I hear a lot is, isn't it going to be really hard? Like, am I just going to cry the whole time? Well, maybe. Maybe in one particular session, you are going to cry a lot. And if you do, that's okay, because that's probably what is needed. Maybe in another session, you don't feel a whole lot of potent emotion at all. And there is more verbalization that's needed, or there's more processing and integration that is wanted. Like, that's okay too. So this may feel really vague, or you may feel like, okay, you're just aimlessly wandering about. And no, we're not aimlessly wandering. There's an intention. There's a goal that we create together based on why you're here, based on why you're drawn to this work. And then from there, we move together towards your goal, towards your intention. And at any moment, we get to recalibrate. This is your journey. You get to be in the driver's seat. There are going to be moments where something might feel uncomfortable, and that's necessary. Like I talked about in the previous episode, we have to move towards fear. There are going to be moments that the only way forward is through some sort of discomfort. Through the fear of feeling, through the fear of breathing deeply, through the fear of letting go, whatever it is, there absolutely will be a moment that you have to decide what your next step is going to be. And if you're going to stay in the familiar, in the comfort zone, or if you're going to move toward your intention. But if you don't take a step, you're not going to move forward. If you continue to feel worried about how you're going to look or what's going to happen if you cry or how you're going to feel if you finally admit that you're angry about something, then you're never going to feel what's on the other side of that. You're never going to find what is on the other side of the fear and the discomfort. Coming home to yourself is a journey. It is a process. It is something that takes devotion and commitment and consistency. I don't want to perpetuate any fears around taking the leap towards coming back to yourself. And at the same time, I don't want to sugarcoat anything and be like, oh yeah, it's super great and everything's wonderful all the time. There are moments that it feels so liberating and so beautiful and real and raw, and there's joy and just this really beautiful sense of satisfaction in remembering who the fuck you are and why you're here. And there are also moments of despair and doubt and grief. And you might want to give up sometimes, and that is okay. That is normal. That is valid. And that is why we heal in community. Because at any moment that you're like, I just don't know if I want to do this anymore, there's somebody there, whether it's your practitioner, maybe a close friend, maybe a partner, they can say, yeah, I know that it feels like a lot right now, but this is your intention. Do you still want to move in this direction, move towards this thing? And maybe the answer is no. And maybe the answer is yes. And you can be reminded of the commitment that you made to the devotion that you are to your deepest healing, no matter the consequence. So that is my rant for you. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. I say all of that to just give an honest lay of the land. I wish that I could tell you that you're going to show up on day one and you're going to feel a certain way, and then we're going to do a certain grounding practice, and then after that we're going to do a certain meditation and you're going to feel a specific way. But I can't. I just can't. You have to go your own way. And this is also a really important part of building your intuition. You get to be in the creation space of your journey as well. I'm not just here telling you what to do and telling you where to go. We create the container together. You create your intention, and then we stay the course with each other as a team. And at any moment that it doesn't feel good for you, we get to reassess, like I said. So in working with me specifically, this is what my one-on-one spaces look like. Our very first session together, we go over your human design, we talk about your intentions, your goals, and we create a direction together. I don't even want to call it a plan because that's not really what it is. We look out at the horizon together and we say, okay, based on what you're coming in with and where it is that you want to be, here is the path we're going to start walking on. We're going in this direction here. We will also talk through everything that I ask you to fill out on my intake form, which is a really in-depth form going through your upbringing, any specific traumas that you've experienced, what kind of support you have in your life currently. And all of those questions are there for a really specific purpose because, first off, it helps us to identify some of the patterns that may already exist in your life. It also helps me to see if I can truly support you. Because as a trauma-informed practitioner, it is really my job to tell you if I'm equipped to support you in the place that you're in right now. And there genuinely are circumstances and experiences that I may say, like, I am not the right person for you. And this form helps us to have that conversation and to look at that and to say, maybe you would be better fit with a different type of specialist. So all of that is within the first session. We may talk a bit about the nervous system as well, just as a foundation. And then from there, we begin doing the somatic work. So in our next session, number two, we're going to start dropping into the body through breath work, through movement, and through body inquiry. So as we're breathing, we're going to notice what's happening in your body. And based on what is showing up, we're going to follow, we're going to get curious, we're going to ask into that, and we're going to go down the rabbit hole. And that's the journey. That's the invitation. And really, before somebody works with me one-on-one, I typically will point them to my course, Reconnected, first. Because in that course, it's 4 modules intended to be completed through a 4-week period of time. And it brings you through some of the basics and the foundations of somatic healing. So you'll learn about the nervous system. You'll learn about what sympathetic and parasympathetic feels like for you. You'll learn some breathwork techniques to understand which type of breathwork will bring you out of a fight or flight response, or what type of breathwork will help to motivate and mobilize your body if you're in more of a shutdown response. It'll go through the felt sense, helping you to drop in and tune into the intuition and into what it is that your body is communicating. Because if you're disconnected from yourself for long periods of time, that is like a new muscle that you have to build. So having the foundation of the course Reconnected is a really, really great thing to help you dive into one-on-one work and just move right into the depth, kind of doing some of the foundational work in your own time, in your own space, and then coming into our container together to go really deep. I also typically run a couple of group programs every year as well. So that's always something that could be a great option, to be in a group of other people. It's really beautiful to learn from others, to notice things about yourself by seeing it in what somebody else is working through. Those group containers are always really potent and really fun, just to meet new people that are in a similar space to you. So that's my sell. That's my sell. Go get my course, Reconnected, see how you feel about the work. It's a great introduction to somatic healing. And if it really resonates with you, then reach out or visit my website and find some other ways that you can either work one-on-one or maybe in a group capacity, and come home to yourself. Come back to your intuition. Become the most unapologetic and expansive version of you. Be alive again and don't look back. I'm here to guide you back to your own body wisdom and into these new levels of expansion and just freedom within yourself. I know how it feels to be in that place of feeling afraid to really be you. I honestly believe that I had to make myself smaller and like more obedient and definitely less alive to feel loved and accepted. I was super wrong, first off, but I still struggle to lean into joy. I sometimes still have a really hard time being unapologetic in my expression, in my joy, in my happiness. I am also still on my own journey. And in some ways, always will be. But through all of the things that I have tried in my own personal experience, I can tell you that the transformational power of somatic healing has been the most potent for me. And I see this in so many of my clients as well. I'm not saying that this work is for everybody, but if you feel that call, you feel that yes in your body, then follow it, listen to it. Move towards it. Okay, I think that's enough for today. Thank you so much for being here through these first six episodes. I'm really looking forward to continuing this and to bringing on some special guests. We're going to be talking more about somatic healing, about human design, about other modalities that I am not an expert in, and it's going to be really great. So I hope that you stick around. And in the meantime, you know where to find me. Thanks for being here, and I will see you in the next season. Thank you so much for being here. Before you go, don't forget to follow the show and leave a 5-star review so more listeners can tune in and learn to trust themselves. If you loved today's conversation, screen cap this episode and share it to your Instagram stories. Be sure to tag me at inbody.wetrust. I'd love to meet you and connect further. I'm your host, Caitlin Grant, and I will see you in the next episode.